Today's devotional, The Rocks in the Word. This one was inspired by one of the pastors that are in my church, and he gave us such a rendition of the power of the rocks. Throughout the Bible, rocks symbolize strength, stability, and God's enduring presence. They remind us of God's power, His faithfulness, and the sure foundation we have in Him. Let's explore some key moments where rocks are mentioned in Scripture and what they teach us about our faith. The Rock of Provision. Moses striking the rock was one of those areas where we can see the hand of God. Exodus 17:6, I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink. In the wilderness, when the Israelites were thirsty, God instructed Moses to strike a rock and water poured out. This miracle demonstrates God's provision even in the most barren and impossible situations. What is the personal application here? Is there a dry area in your life where you need God's provision? Trust that He is able to provide for you. Even in what seems like the most hopeless situations, He is the God who brings water from a dry place, from the rock. The Rock of Refuge, God as our fortress. Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. David often referred to God as his rock, a place of stability and refuge, especially in times of danger or distress. See, David knew that in those times of danger and distress, he knew that God was unshakable and reliable. We can apply this today. See, where you go and when you are overwhelmed, wherever you are overwhelmed, God is your rock. Make God your rock, your place of refuge. In Him, you will find safety, strength, and a secure foundation. The next one is a stone of help, or Ebenezer. The scripture, 1 Samuel 7:12, it says, Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshna. He named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. For he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. After a great victory over their enemies, Samuel set up a stone and called it Ebenezer, meaning stone of help. This stone was a reminder of God's past faithfulness and His help in times of trouble. We apply this by thinking back on times when God has helped us. You got to set up your own Ebenezer in your heart, remembering how God has brought you through challenges. And if He did it then, He'll do it again. Let His past faithfulness fuel your future trust. And then we have the cornerstone, Christ as our foundation. 1 Peter 2:6, as the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in Him will never be disgraced. Jesus is described as the cornerstone, the foundation upon which our faith is built. He is the one who holds everything together and provides stability and direction for our lives. Is Christ the cornerstone of your life? Build every part of your life, your decisions, your relationships, your work, all upon Him, and you'll never be shaken. He is a sure foundation that stands firm through all circumstances. Then you got the stone rolled away, the resurrection. Matthew 28:2. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. When Jesus rose from the dead, the stone that sealed His tomb was rolled away. This signifies that death could not hold Him down, just like the song, and the stone became a symbol of victory and new life. What stones right now are blocking the new life God wants to bring into your situation? What stones right now are preventing a flow of God's blessings to you? Just as the stone was rolled away, trust in the resurrection power of Jesus to remove obstacles and bring new beginnings into your life. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many ways you use rocks and scripture to remind us of your faithfulness, to remind us of your provision and your strength. You are our rock and our fortress. We ask that you would help us build our lives on Jesus, the cornerstone, trusting in his power to bring new life and victory. May we always look to you as our refuge and the one who provides in every situation. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Rocks in the Bible are not just physical objects. They represent spiritual truths about God's enduring presence and strength in our lives. Whether he is your fortress in times of trouble, the cornerstone of your faith, or the provider of life-giving water, God is the solid foundation we need. Whatever you're facing, remember that God is your rock, unshakable, immovable, and always present. Trust in him today. Be blessed and be encouraged.